You are with Movie on Mike, the bi-weekly podcast to take you through the exciting world of digital streaming. Know the latest OTT trends, thought leadership notes, insightful discussion, and much more in a bite-sized podcast for your listening pleasure.
Good day, dear listeners, and welcome to this episode of Unlocking Video Excellence. I'm your host, Shivashish, and I'm thrilled to have you joined for this captivating discussion today. In today's digital landscape, where every frame matters and every pixel tells our story, we'll be diving deep into the world of video experiences. It's a realm where businesses connect, audiences are captivated, and information flows seamlessly. Our focus for this episode centers around the extraordinary power of Movie Player and its arsenal of video software development kits. We'll also explore how this SDKs supercharge web, mobile, and TV applications, paving the way for exceptional user engagement. Now picture this, a world where viewers, regardless of their device, revel in seamless high-quality video experiences. As organizations seek to harness the boundless potential of video content, one thing becomes clearer. It's not just about any video player. It's about crafting tailored experiences that keep users coming back for more. It's about making life easier for developers too. To dive deeper into this exciting universe of Movie Player and its array of video SDKs, we have a special guest with us today. Please join me in welcoming Bibin Johnny, a product manager at Movie. Bibin brings a wealth of knowledge to the table with a bachelor's degree in engineering and a masterful grasp of philosophy. He has earned certifications in various areas, including product management, business strategies, software processes, agile practices, and customer analytics, etc. Welcome to the podcast, Bibin.
Thank you, Shivashish, for the warm introduction and the welcome. Yeah, so it was a very nice brief about what we are going to do today. Thank you.
So Bibin, let me start the discussion. What is the need for a player SDK according to you, and why everyone in the industry should think about investing in it?
Wow, great. That's a great way to start this discussion. Okay. So before we jump into this player SDKs, I'd like to take a step back on where we are at this moment with the streaming industry and everything. You know, the streaming industry started many years ago, right? From the rise of new age streaming applications like Netflix and then movies, digital streaming, everything. So maybe more than a decade ago, it started. Yeah, probably. So in all these years, there is one philosophy that everyone has been focusing on, and that is the content is the king. Yeah, it is pretty straightforward. So the quality of the content, the diversity of the content, and everything is unparalleledly put much effort into to make sure it is better. And even the budgeting case also. The content creators, producers, they put much more level of investment into this content creation. So is it good? Yes, of course, it is good. But is it everything? I don't think so. Because the reason is the content creation part and the content production part is all up to this creator or the customer or the consumer. But if you take on the other side, where who will watch these content? The end user or the end consumer. So in their case, they need more. So they need an unparalleled experience for this content watching, right? So in that case, it is not just about the content, but it is about the player or the video player that delivers this content. So I will say content is the king, but player keeps its crown, because player is a bridge that acts between these content producers and the end users. That's like a high level idea of what it is right now. If you talk about the need for this player SDK, so there are already a lot of player out there, video player, audio player, and everything. And most of them are solving the basics, but there can be a lot of improvement to make it the best and to make it a better experience. So if you take about the factors that we need to consider, there are many. So the number one thing is that the diverse device ecosystem. You know, currently there is smart TVs, mobile apps, websites, different browsers, and then gaming consoles, set-top boxes, and then other development platforms like React Native, Flutter. So all these things, the diverse ecosystem is very diverse, right? And in the new age case, it is also head-mounted displays like this AR, VR, and everything. You know, most of the big companies or the big tech is right now investing into that, right? So all this device ecosystem is the number one factor that comes into play when we think about plurality. The other things like the user experience, the quality of the playback, and the interactivity features. So all these things matter to the player. And if you want to stand out from the competitors, it also comes into the player. So we all believe that, okay, it is all up to the content, but it's not there. It can be in the player side too. For example, it can be a simple white labeling or a branding on the player that can put you or stand, make you stand out from the competition or make you stand out from your alternative services. So these things are like core things that matter to the pluralistic is. And there are more like this serving to people or the users in remote areas and then making sure we serve to low internet connectivities and then making sure that the content is accessible to international viewers with translations, captions, and everything. And then we get proper analytics and insights from this playback and also future-proofing and making sure the cost is efficient, cost and time efficiency. So basically, we all think that it's the infrastructure that actually saves the cost, but it's a player also that can save the cost with this new age technologies like adaptive bitrate streaming. It can highly save the cost on this, on the streaming and this delivery part. So all these things that I mentioned, like this ecosystem, user experience, community verge, then global reach, analytics, cost efficiency, all these things matter for a better player SDK. So I think that's what I will cover about that.
Okay, so now that you have explained us why we need it for so many reasons, let's go a step further by introducing Movie Player SDKs to our listeners and maybe talk about the compatibility across the existing platforms.
Oh, great. Yes. So this Movie Player SDK is a new product that we launched as a product. So it has been there with us for past 6-7 years, but recently we launched it as a new product itself. So basically in this Player SDK product, you get SDKs for different platforms, including iOS, Android, Android TV, Apple TV, then Samsung TV, React Native, and LG WebOS, and even the websites that cover different browsers, including popular browsers like Chrome, Firefox, Edge, Safari, and everything. So in addition to these SDKs, we provide a dashboard where you can manage these SDKs, make sure you protect and make sure you keep these SDKs secure. And then you can also see the analytics and get insights into your users, like based on the segments, where is your usage from, or and then what are they watching, and then how is their watching pattern, or all these things can be viewed from this dashboard. So at a high level, Movie Player SDK provides these SDKs and a dashboard to get insights and manage these SDKs. Yep.
So Vivin, you say that almost all ecosystems can be covered once we use the player SDK, Movie Player SDK. So yes, now that right. we have our listeners who are from different professions and businesses, if you can explain it, how does it fit into different use cases or various use cases for that matter?
Right. Yeah, that's an interesting topic, because whenever we say player SDKs, there is an assumption that it is only about the entertainment or the media industry. But here at Movie Player SDKs, so what we are trying to do is, or what we have done is that the player is built in such a way that it can address any use case. So from media entertainment industry, e-learning, live events, fitness sectors, government sectors, sports, social media platforms, So all these use cases can be covered. So even though these use cases are different, the foundation is same. Foundation is that the player SDK and the core playback functionalities, that will remain the same. But what comes different is the extra things that will make it relevant to the use case. For example, if you take social media platforms, right now, every social media platform is going in the vertical direction, right? Shorts, Reels, TikTok, and all those things. So in that case, we provide this player SDK in a vertical format with this like command and all those kind of features. And if you take another use case, like let's say live events, for example, in the case of live events, the player UI and the design used to be totally different to make it appeal that it's a live event and to have its own features like chat, live chat, things like that. So in that case, we built it in such a way that you can have these live specific features. Okay. So similarly in other cases, for example, in the case of e-learning, then you can have this polls, Q&A and other similar interactive features that you can build on top of this player. So as I mentioned, the foundation is always the same. It's that core playback and everything. But it, according to the use case, we can customize the player. So that's what I said. The player SDK is built in such a way that it can be used for any use case that we can imagine. Anything, it is possible. And not only that, it's also being used by our customers from different segments. You know, MGM, Sony, Red Coral, Esport Entertainment, by Philips. So all of them have different use cases, not only in the media and entertainment. They have this live events use case, then social media use case, e-learning use case, sports streaming use case, and everything like that. So I would say, yeah, for whoever is listening to this podcast, whatever industry you are in, it's good to go. I mean, it will be totally covered. Yeah. That's my take on that.
Okay, the way that you explain, I'm quite convinced that video combined with movie player SDK can bring great things to various businesses. And
yes, right.
Today's times when video messaging is the most prominent or the most popular form of messaging, given the fact that everybody has good access to internet and almost everybody is using some form of a device to access video, having the right SDK to deliver the right video experience is extremely crucial. So yes, that brings me to my next question, Bibin. Perhaps you can tell us more about the features that the movie player SDK can get here.
Okay, cool. So in the beginning, I explained about the need for this better player SDKs, right? So coming to the features of movie player SDK, how we built this product is by keeping their needs in the mind. So the needs that I mentioned earlier, like from the device compatibility, user experience, competitive edge, global access, all these things. So we have built this product and built these SDKs with those, keeping those needs in mind. So if you ask, what could be the reasons to use movie player SDK instead of something else? There are many reasons that I can promote, but since we are short on time, maybe we'll stick to like something like maybe 10 or reasons. So I'll go with like number one is that the multi-platform compatibility. As I said, we support smart TVs, mobile apps, and every web browsers out there. So all these things are already covered with our player SDKs. So it is compatible with any platform that you can think of. And the other thing is that the new age technologies like adaptive bitrate streaming for smoother playback and cost savings, you know, from your infrastructure point of view. That thing is covered in almost all of our player SDKs. Then the third thing, coming to the competitive edge. So we provide this branding and logo on the player. That means if you are a customer and you are using the movie player, each movie logo or the movie player logo will not show up anywhere. It will be your logo and your branding that will be show up on the player. So that functionality or that white labeling and branding is something that we offer in all our player SDKs. And the fourth thing is that I'll say is that it's the analytics. You know, all these player SDKs out there can serve or can be used for this delivery and playback in a good way. But what we need, or what the customers need, or those people in the content creation or the content production industry need, is that analytics. They need insights, right? So like, who is watching, how long they're watching, and how many are watching this. So whatever we are streaming or whatever content we put into, without insights, it will be just nothing, because we cannot improve our product or we cannot improve our service without getting proper analytics and insights. So that's why we have given a lot more importance into that concept of analytics. And with the Player SDK or with the Movie Player, we provide a lot of KPIs, metrics, related to analytics. So that is one core idea that we really focus on. The other things are like this, subtitles, closed captions, multi-audio support, all these things to make sure that your content will be reachable across different continents or the different countries. That means accessible to everyone. That is what we are focusing on. Even the closed captions and this multi-audio support and then real-time translations, all these focus on serving the content to everyone across the world or making it accessible to everyone. So that part is another thing that we are focusing on. And there are more, like security aspects. So we provide this DRM security. That is the number one in the streaming industry for secure streaming. Then there is another things like securing the SDKs with this domain level restrictions and then having access from the control panel, things like that. That is another thing that we focus on. Then there is more like we provide a developer friendly and documentation and support. So it is easy, super easy to integrate Movie Player SDKs into the customer's applications with this documentation. And in addition to that, we provide a fantastic level of support. So that is something that we are known for, to provide a fantastic level of support. And we provide both of these. And in addition to that, we provide these player SDKs can do this ad insertions for content monetization. So we support VAST, VMAP, and all these server-side ad insertion, client-side ad insertion. All these things are like already supported and is also being used by many customers, many top-level customers. So that ad insertion with respect to the industry standards, so it is something that we are really good at. And then you can customize this player in any way you want, from the UI level, from the feature level, anyway. So you can add third-party plugins, you can create your own skin, UI skin for this player to make the player up to you or make the player to solve your use case. So all this level of customization, we provide that out of the box. So it is not something like you need to pay for it. It is available out of the box. So you can do anything on top of that player. And the most importantly, so when we talk about all these things, the factor we need to consider is the pricing, right? So pricing is one thing that everyone cares. Unlike many other platforms, we do not charge a subscription fee for using our plan. So we have a pay-as-you-go pricing model. That means you can start using the product for free, or you can start using the SDKs and integrate it for free. And you will also get free impressions or free views, like around 10,000 views per month. That is free out of the box. So only if you cross that free limits, then only you will need to pay for this views. So it's not like a subscription fee or something like that. It is like, how much views does your player get? Based on that only we charge. So the pricing is like $1 per 1,000 views. So if you have like, let's say around 10,000, if you get 10,000 views for your player, that will be just $10. Wow, that's so cheap, right? Yeah, so that pricing model is something that we have kept, and it is totally innovative and unique. So I think these are like the 10 reasons to use Movie Player in SDKs. So maybe I will just recap the multi-platform compatibility, the adaptive bitrate streaming, the branding, white labeling concepts, and then analytics, focus on the analytics, then subtitle, closed caption, multi-audio features like that, and then security features like DRM, all those things, and then documentation and support, then ad insertion, then customization, and this pay-as-you-go pricing. So all these things are like totally unique and very important features that we need to consider while choosing the Player SDK, and that's why we have provided it in this OE Player SDK for all platforms. I hope that answers the question, Shivaji.
It's quite a very extensive feature list, I must say. And
yes.
To all our listeners, we are putting the link to the product page of SDK so that you can also have a look at all the features. This brings me to the last question for today, and it is, what is the exact roadmap of Movie Player and how does it make a complete streaming experience for our users?
Yeah, good. Yeah, that, we are going to focus on the future right now. So before we jump into the future, I just wanted to point out that in the last question, we only mentioned about the top 10 reasons. Okay, so there are like 100 reasons to choose Movie Player SDK. And if you go to this page that Shivashish mentioned, you can find out what all other things that we provide and what we support. Okay, now coming to the future. In the future, so basically we are focusing on three verticals. So number one is that playback quality, second is that user experience, and third is the customizations. So these are the three verticals that we are really focusing on in terms of the future of Movie Player. So it includes new features, and it includes new SDKs and new ways of improving the customer experience. So maybe some high level items that we have in the roadmap will be, we are improving the analytics. So we are adding more than 5 new metrics into our analytics. And then you'll be launching a demo center where you can demo the player features without even integrating. So in the web, in a web app, we will be providing a demo center where you can totally experience all the features. And other than that, in terms of the SDKs, we are planning for new SDKs, and it's already in progress, like this Roku SDK, Audio Player SDKs, and Flutter SDK. These things are already on our roadmap and it is in progress. And the other one is like, we are also focusing into the new age things like virtual reality and augmented reality. The support for all these new age technologies, we are also focusing on that. So starting from basic features like 360 degree videos, which we already support, and we are focusing more into supporting head-mounted displays like this Apple Vision Pro and the Meta Quest and all these kind of new devices out there. So for some of them, it will be like our own player, and I mean our own web player, and then in certain cases it will be standalone SDKs developed for to support these devices. And in addition to that, we have plans for introducing new features like voice control, 8K support, then game console SDKs like that. So all these things are a high level view of the different items that are on our roadmap. And there are a lot more coming in. So a lot of enhancements I haven't mentioned. So we keep improving every day on this product. Okay, so it's not like something that we do for 1 month and then we drop away. It's not like that. We keep improving this, and we have been doing this for the past 5-6 years, and we will continue to do this the next, maybe, I don't know, maybe the next 10 years, 20 years, who knows, right? So anyway, we'll keep improving the SDKs as we move forward. Okay, and in addition to that, we also need to mention that it's not just the player, it's the ecosystem also that matters. For example, we have other products like a Live, Flex, Playout, etc., and that can be a good combo with this Player SDK. For example, if you have a live streaming need, you can use Movie Live plus a Player SDK to have this in your own service properly. And if you have a media asset management or a asset management kind of solution service, then you can use Flex, Movie Flex. And in addition to that, you can use Player SDK to make it super helpful to yourself. So similarly, with all the use cases can be covered with these other products too. So, and to help improve the experience of Player SDK, it's not just the Player SDK, it's also other products that we have lined up. So we have also some other products lined up like this offline streaming and everything that will be in sync with this polarity. So all these things brings a future, a hopeful future for movie piracy, and that is not going to end anytime soon. Yeah, I think that's a view of the future.
Thank you, Evan, for such an amazing conclusion and for sharing light on the incredible capabilities of Movie Player and its video SDKs. It's truly fascinating to see how this technology can transform the world of web, mobile, and TV applications, providing seamless video experiences across all devices and platforms. And as Vivin said, it is based on pay-as-you-go model, which means that you only pay for what you use. So try Movie Player SDK today and witness the best video playback experience in the market. And you can start, we will put a free trial link in the description below. And that's it for this episode of Movie on Mic. For more such podcasts, make sure that you subscribe to Movie on Mic and see you next time with yet another interesting episode. Till then, have a great day, everyone.